Hey everybody, this is Alan Fine. I'm here with Jean-Yves Gazi, who is the president of the Empire State Building Observatory. We are here looking at the new renovations and the changes that have occurred since December of 2019. We're going to talk about all of that, the health and safety protocols, and a bunch of surprises on Insider Travel Report. Jean-Yves, thank you for talking to us.
Great to be here, Alan. Good morning, and welcome to the Empire State Building.
Well, it's amazing to be here. First of all, we wanted to let everyone know we picked a day. You know, anyone can come here when it's sunny and you can see for miles. We picked a more romantic, picturesque kind of day, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. But there's never a bad day to visit the Empire State Building. And certainly, we're going to talk about some of the renovations that really give an additional value for our visitors when they come visit on a less than ideal day.
Right. There's always something to see, no matter what the visibility is. So let me ask you, just to set the stage, prior to COVID, I think of people visiting the Empire State Building as three categories: New Yorkers, Americans, international travelers. Well, how does that break down?
Historically, and if you look at our investor relations deck on EmpireStateRealtyTrust.com, you will see that we break up our visitation 65% international historically, 35% domestic. We don't break it down any further than that because, of course, it's a competitive landscape and we don't want to reveal trade secrets to...
But I would love to know, you know, because the New Yorkers, like myself, I'll get to it. I'll go to the Empire State Building eventually. So I was wondering, of the domestic, how do you even know whether the New Yorkers are flocking here or not?
So certainly since the reopening post the pandemic, we're certainly seeing a surge in the New York DMA. So New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, you know, has taken over, if you will, the visitation. Certainly international flights are not arriving. No. And we don't anticipate that happening anytime soon. So 100% we're seeing New Yorkers re-engage with their beloved icon. And in a way that they've never engaged before because they're rediscovering the Empire State Building. Because at the end of the day, if you have not visited the Empire State Building since December of 2019, you do not know the Empire State Building.
So that makes sense that you're now doing a program New York for New Yorkers?
100%. So there's no better time for New Yorkers to rediscover the icon. When you think about the safety protocols that are in place, more importantly, what New Yorkers tend to sort of apprehend in anticipation of visiting a quote-unquote touristy attraction, high crowds. So those crowds are gone. So we have reduced capacity. We're operating with more than 80% reduction of our overall capacity. And with low crowds, there's really no better time for New Yorkers to visit the Empire State Building.
Yeah, so if you were holding off for any reason because of all of the crowds, now you should go.
100%. This is the time. Okay. We're delighted to welcome you.
Okay. All right, so as I walked up, I saw all of the checkpoints, the temperature testing, the hand sanitizers. Let's go over some of the new protocols that people can expect to see when they arrive.
So I think it's important to communicate what their guests are going to be expected to do before their arrival to the Empire State Building. Okay. So the first step is, look, facial covers are required. We will conduct a contactless temperature check before you enter the space, and we're going to ask you to sanitize your hands. Once you're within the space, we have deployed social distance markers. We have deployed hand sanitizers throughout the space, as well as signage to remind our visitors, keep your facial cover on and sanitize your hands frequently and respect social distance.
Well, I see that there's places to place your feet everywhere, including the elevators, pointing out, looking away from each other, which is remarkable.
That is correct. So even within the elevator space, we provide specific guidance for the visitors and their behavior, the expected behavior of the visitors. Within the elevators, we are basically a one-way attraction. So when you think about the visitor flow, as it from the arrival, from point of arrival until point of exit, for the most part, except for the elevator corridors, it's a one-directional experience.
Now, for people to come on the tour, I saw kiosks that are no longer, you won't use. They look brand new and wonderful on the first floor where people would normally buy their tickets, but there's no need for that because you're now all available on the web and on mobile devices. Let's talk about that for a minute.
Absolutely. So going back to the requirements of what's required to visit the Empire State Building, reservations are required. Advanced reservations are required. So we had to pivot as an organization and implement time ticketing. So this is now live on our website. So not only do visitors have to buy a ticket online, but they also have to reserve a specific date and time of visit. Without a specific reservation, you will not be able to enter within the space.
And you need the crowd control.
100%. In addition to that, you know, when we talk about the conditions of the transformation of the building post-COVID, we talk about the facility perspective, what we had to do from a facility perspective. One of the key aspects is the indoor environmental quality. So we have MERV 13 filters deployed in all the systems, but what we also have is the air purification system called AtmosAir. AtmosAir is known to neutralize coronavirus by 99.92%. In addition to that element, we also have an air exchange process. In the space where we're standing, we're exchanging the air, bringing in fresh air more than 22 times per hour. You know, these are all the key elements to sort of help ensure that we're minimizing the risk of contracting coronavirus. Our visitors love to have their photo taken with the Empire State Building as a backdrop. There's no better welcome than our 23.5-foot model, two-scale model of the Empire State Building when you enter the space through this grand staircase. So a great place for our visitors to make sure that they have their photo taken with the Empire State Building in the backdrop as they make their way to the top.
But that's not just a static model. I was told that that model has lights that match the lights outside the Empire State Building.
Absolutely. So as part of our lighting partner program, yeah, as we flip the switch in our lobby with our celebrities, you will see a synchronization of the lights in the backdrop of the celebrity area in addition to the model itself that actually mimics the colors of the Empire State Building that will be lit that evening.
Because what I want to talk about there is the morale boost that the Empire State Building gives the city of New York. And at a time of COVID, let's talk about that for a minute.
Absolutely. So it was very important for us as a brand to maintain relevance with New York City and to come with New York City and be New York strong. So our Heroes Shine Bright campaign really acknowledged first responders, not only in New York City, not only in the nation, but internationally through coordinated lighting to really appreciate, show appreciation for all the challenges that first responders were facing during the peak of the pandemic. And actually, they continue to face the challenges today. So it was a great moment for us to continue to connect with New Yorkers and with the world to acknowledge the fact that, hey, we're here with you together.
Let's take a walk. As we come in from the first floor, we go to the second floor. What's there for us?
So when you first arrive into the exhibits that celebrates the Empire State Building, you're going to see a site survey scene. In this particular scene, it actually informs the visitors what was here before the Empire State Building was erected. The Empire State Building is erected on the place where the Waldorf Astoria once stood, and it has been since relocated to Park Avenue, its home today. So we share that experience with the visitors, and we bring the corner of 34th and 5th Avenue to life through these viewers. Now, you can still peek from a distance into the viewers, but you see the scenes of the corner of 34th and 5th, and we bring that to life to the visitors. Next, as we flow into the space, you're going to see the acknowledgement for the fact that the Empire State Building was built in 1 year and 45 days, a remarkable achievement from engineering feat perspective, and incredible times. So we actually shared that with the visitors through this basically digital display illustrating how the Empire State Building was built over time and the speed in which it was built. Next, we transition into the construction scene. So the construction scene
really
inspired by Lewis Hines.
You feel like you are one of the members of the team.
Did you wear your hard hat during the construction?
I felt like I was lacking one and I needed one.
But did you notice that none of them wore hard hats? Nor did they have any harnesses.
They didn't strap in.
100%. So in this particular scene, we celebrate the iron workers, the skywalkers, as they were called at the time. And these skywalkers perform some unique duties, and we think about the speed in which they're actually operated. So think about the riveters. And actually, we're standing on the 102nd floor. We have the steel beams exposed. So the very riveters that actually put these steel beams together worked in teams of four. So we tell the story that if any one of them called out sick, they could no longer work together, right? They had to all stop working because they worked so well as a team. So once the construction exhibit is over, we talk about today and the relevance of the Empire State Building today. The Empire State Building is an icon of energy efficiency. When you think of an 89-year-old building and you think about, oh, this is an old building. No, absolutely not. We're an avant-garde, if you will, of energy efficiency. And we're a model that we share with everybody in the world. So if you look at esbsustainability.com, you'll be able to learn more about what we've done. So the next exhibit, called A Modern Marvel, you know, informs the visitors. So the exhibit itself is designed to educate and inspire our visitors to do the same, whether it be at home or in their own businesses. And we share the story of how we have reduced our energy consumption by more than 40%. So it's a great story to tell, and a good example, for example, that you'll see on these exhibits. So these used to be interactive panels. Now they're strictly pushing content. So we have reprogrammed these to just push the content out. But one of the contents is the story of the windows. The Empire State Building has over 6,000, that has not over, has 6,514 windows.
Which normally would be a leak of energy.
100%. So we took these 6,514 windows, refurbished them, not replaced them, refurbished them on one of our floors by inserting Mylar film, Krypton and Argon gases to really multiply the efficiency factor of the windows. So there's just one small example that we share with our visitors through this exhibit. As you proceed forward, we also celebrate and acknowledge our partnership with Otis. It's a terrific partnership that continues to this very day.
Otis Elevator.
Otis Elevators, 100%, my apologies. Otis Elevators. So when you think about the elevators and you think about technology at the time, when the Empire State Building was built, the 80th floor was as high as any elevator could go that would allow it based on the height. So from an achievement, engineering achievement is phenomenal. So when you know our visitors ask, well, why do you have to transfer on the 80th floor? Because back in this day, this was the maximum that you could go, 100%.
But what I want people to understand is that the elevators aren't just elevators here. They're part of the whole, what would you say?
The experience. They're integrated into the experience. They tell a story in itself. So when you're within the elevators, you'll have an element of surprise as you look up into the ceiling, unobstructed by the visitors that are around you. Everybody can share that same experience fully by looking up into the ceiling and enjoy a little video that celebrates, once again, our connection of the building and our construction workers.
Welcome to the world's most famous building, and you get to see it built. Keep your arms and legs inside and keep your eyes open.
Coming up!
You see those hot rivets fly through the air? Nice catch, Lou! Get those planks out of the way, huh?
Straight! Hey,
watch it! We're coming up here!
Hey, fellas, watch the bricks!
Hal, what are you talking about? Hey, Bucky, you gonna ride that thing all day? Do something useful, will ya? All right, we're coming up to the 80th floor. You're headed to the top of the Empire State Building right here in the heart of New York City.
And I'm going to touch on another element of the exhibit, which is really the two elements. So one is the Empire State Building in pop culture. If you look back, we co-starred, or I like to think that we co-starred in the initial movie, 1933 movie, King Kong.
Yes, you did.
And actually, that actually puts us in pop culture today in ways that we've never imagined.
Well, I as a film buff, I love the idea that the building was built in 1931, and it was such a part of the popular conscience that it infiltrated Hollywood, and then from there, it became a part of everybody's consciousness.
100%, and continues to be part of it today, and this is the amazing part. So the brand and the Empire State Building, the iconic status of the Empire State Building globally is incredible. So the next experience, you know, world's most famous building, it is the world's most famous building, and it's basically an aggregation of videos that we've put together. So commercials, it's comic books, it's movies, put together in a 3.5 minute experience so the visitors can acknowledge the fact, wow, look at the Empire State Building and the presence that it has globally in pop culture. The next particular exhibit is a little bit more fun, doesn't require really any introduction. All I would say is welcome to Kong, and witness as Kong battles the biplanes and makes its way to the top. Have fun and enjoy the exhibit.
But now I want to point out something that was pointed out to me today, which is I wanted the fingers to move. Well, they do. They vibrate.
100%. Step into the grip and feel the vibration.
Okay, then what's next?
So next, you actually step into the elevator, and you have that elevator experience that we referenced earlier. Once you get to the 80th floor, the 80th floor is about upward experience. It's about discovering what New York City has to offer. So in partnership with NYC and Company, the official destination marketing organization of New York City, we actually inform our visitors of all the possibilities that's available to them. Today, this particular experience, again, is a push experience, so you don't have to interact with the digital exhibits, but it allows the visitors to understand that we're all in New York City. It's about discovering all the boroughs of New York City and engaging with the boroughs and re-inviting New Yorkers and visitors alike to rediscover these boroughs. Mm-hmm. And as you make your way to the top, then we proceed actually to the top of the Empire State, but we also acknowledge some fun events. So we talk, everybody wants to know about the lighting programs. How do you create these lights?
Right.
So we acknowledge our partnership with Mark Brigman, an incredible artist who's able to design these light shows that are just phenomenal. And we're known for our light shows. So when you think about it, so we share that experience with our visitors, and we share with them that we have over 16 million possible lighting combinations through the installation of the LED lights.
How many lights are there?
I don't have the number of lights.
16 million combinations.
16 million combinations of lights. They were installed, I believe it was in 1972, and somebody can actually...
It just means you can animate any song there is.
Ah, absolutely. And you know, I invite our visitors to go on our website. We have all the light shows. Enjoy it. It was, you know, it's always impressive to understand that. So we actually share that information with our visitors. We also share the talent of Stephen Wiltshire. Stephen Wiltshire is an artist that was able, from memory, to redraw the skyline of New York City in 4 days. So we took him on a flight for about 45 minutes, came back, and then the next 4 days he spent in the space at the Empire State Building drawing by memory the entire skyline of New York City.
I stood next to it, and I looked out the window, and I looked at it, and I looked at it, and I said, I can't remember my questions. This guy, he remembered the whole city, every building.
Stephen Wiltshire is just an incredible artist, and we were delightful to partner with him to create that particular experience. Again, it's about celebrating New York City. You know, as you make your way to the top, of course, then you discover the views on the 86th floor, the outdoor observation deck. And we reveal the view, so the intent from a design perspective, what can we take out of the way? How can we get out of the way of the views? So every wall that we could expand, take down, we accomplished that on the 86th floor. The views are incredible. They're 360-degree outdoor open-air views of New York City and beyond.
Floor to ceiling.
From the heart of New York City.
Right.
You know, there's no better location to experience New York City.
And I like that when you open the walls, those girders that we'd seen referenced earlier when they built the building are exposed.
100%. So you actually can connect emotionally. Sort of you follow the thread of the story of the steel. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's amazing. So wherever we could, we revealed the steel beams within the entire spaces, including the 102nd floor, mm-hmm. where we're currently standing.
So to the 102nd floor is an add-on, it's an upgrade. Let's talk about admission. Normal admission is?
Normal admission is $42 base price for adults. The 102nd floor is an upsell, where we're currently standing, at $30 extra per person as well for adults. Again, these are the base prices. But this is an experience unlike any other. So when we talk about the 102nd floor, it's about getting out of the way, but we took it to the next level. So when you think about the elevator that takes you from the 86th floor to the 102nd floor, the elevator has been converted into an all-glass elevator. So as you emerge onto the 102nd floor at eye level, you begin to experience the view from within the elevator cab itself.
But also, you know, I was so used to animation coming up with the other elevators. This elevator, the glass elevator, what you see is actually all the floors between.
100%. So in between the floors, what we call the mast of the Empire State Building, we reveal the inside of the mast to our visitors who actually purchased this upsell.
Right. New York has a level 4 protocol for the amount of people who can be in the experience. So let's just talk about the flow of traffic. You said it's one way, but what are the numbers currently now?
So we don't share necessarily our visitation numbers, but I can say from a capacity perspective,
that's what I mean.
We reduce the capacity of the Empire State Building by more than 80%.
Right.
And it goes back to really the rationale as to why is it such a great time to visit the Empire State Building when you consider the reduction of capacity. So at any one time, we do not allow more than 500 visitors in over 70,000 square feet of space. Mm-hmm. So if you think about visitor groups, that's more than 18 feet spread apart between each visitor group within the entire space. 70,000 square feet for 500 visitors.
To put all this in place, you had to have a program of training of all your employees. You want to talk about that a little bit?
So when we talk about protocols and we talk about sanitation protocols, so this is the internal piece. So all of our employees are not only trained on how to use the personal protection equipment, PPEs, known as PPEs, but the employees had to be trained on all sanitizing protocols and the documentation of these protocols that are put in place. I mean, that's really essential. So it's the follow through and the compliance with the protocols that we set forth, the compliance with the sanitation processes that we set forth. And that's really a critical aspect of our training. So thorough training is not only a one-of, it happens on an ongoing basis because we continue to learn. We continue to learn, you know, how do we remind our visitors to keep their facial covers on? We learned at the end of the day that by simply pointing to your face, so this is a physical pointing of the face, reminds the visitors to put the mask on in the event they actually pulled it down.
Well, keep it simple.
100%.
And non-confrontational.
Non-confrontational at all. I think we do it, you know, with a smile. You can detect the smile under the facial.
It has to be in the eyes.
But it has to be in the eyes. 100%. 100%.
It's a shame. Iconic are the giant binoculars that no one can use, but everyone should bring their own. Plus, their phones are amazing, as you were saying.
Anything that really touches the face, we deactivate it as part of the exhibit. So that includes the viewers on the 86th floor. But fortunately, with technology today, and cell phone technology is amazing, so they're able to zoom in on any object they wish with their own personal devices. So it has not deterred, if you will, from the experience overall.
Okay. So now my final question is, is there anything, we go out to about 100,000 travel advisors daily, is there anything you want them to know?
If you have not visited the Empire State Building since December of 2019, I invite you to join me and rediscover the magic of the icon and how we have now connected and provided additional value for our visitors. Basically, it's two attractions within one once you consider the museum.
Thank you for talking to us.
Alan, it was a great pleasure. So delighted to be able to have you join us today.
Thank you for letting me see this. This is Alan Fine for Insider Travel Report.